Okay, this is the medical. You seem to have a column hidden. There, okay. So we looked at two ontologies in the medical domain, MeSH and the gene ontology. For structured, we just saw this as being very structured. It's very, very, everything in the MeSH is rigorously reviewed and controlled by the National Library of Medicine. And so we concluded that this was a very formal, very structured ontology. Then with respect to the expressiveness, this fit exactly with the notion of a thesaurus, where the relationship is the narrower than, broader than relationship, and it seemed like a really good fit as a in that particular category. Moving over to granularity, okay, in that column, it varies in the level of granularity. We were just looking at the granularity as a hierarchy. I actually checked; it's not 12 or 13; it's actually 11. The depth of the hierarchy is 11 in this case. on the other hand, I think if you go down further, a little farther down, we had some comment about this. We weren't sure exactly how to interpret granularity. If you think of this in terms of the community that it serves, they would regard this as being fairly coarse, granularity of concepts. On the other hand, as an ontology by itself, being having 11 layer, 11 levels, depth 11, that means it is classifying at a fairly fine level, a fairly fine amount. So if you just look at it within the ontology, it seems like it's classifying to a fine level, and therefore fine granularity should be the classification here, but just within the community, it's considered quite coarse. Yes?
Brando, I guess we should sort of scale it from the user's perspective, which means you should say it's coarse.
Yes, from the...
No, I mean, you need to take into account the intended use. I mean... If you take MeSH for its intended use, which is to index the literature, it's probably fine grade enough. If you use it in a clinical system to record diseases and things like this, it's not going to work. Okay, but that's not what it is for.
That's right. In the intended use, it is a fine granularity. So then go back up again. Moving over to intended use, its intended use is for tagging and indexing of the biomedical research literature. That's the stated purpose of MeSH. Then moving to reasoning, thesaurus. There isn't any notion of reasoning within this within MeSH. There's no logic of any kind. Then moving to strictness, we had some trouble understanding this one. It seemed like it was just a subset of intended use. The intended use here is descriptive in that it's informally tagging research papers, although there is a fairly rigorous and strict methodology that they employ to try to make the tagging as precise as possible, but nevertheless, it seems like descriptive is the appropriate term for this. Then going to design, this is...
We need to leave here in about 2 to 3 minutes.
Yeah, okay, so I'll move up quickly. The design is very complex. It was designed bottom-up, top-down, and horizontally. It's actually the merger of something like 17... sub-vocabularities, which makes it a the design methodology, a very complex one. Then let's take a look at gene ontology. So quickly go through those. Again, it's a highly structured and controlled vocabulary. Then the expressiveness is, this is a formal subclass hierarchy. It has both isa and part of relationships within the ontology. Moving right, the granularity there is fairly fine granularity. It's considered pretty fine, although, you know, within subcommunities, it's not quite good enough for some purposes. So we kind of figured on a scale 1 to 5, it would be about 4. The purpose is to annotate genes and gene products. The reasoning is a simple isa and actually also part of reasoning, although there's no logic built in to go beyond these two notions of isa and part of. Strictness, this is a prescriptive within the context of this intended use, and its design seems to be mostly top-down, although it's pretty clear that there are also bottom-up aspects in the way that this was designed. So that's all for the biomedical ontologies.